Before the vote, the council addressed ongoing concerns about the North Village Overlay Zone, referred to as the NVOZ. Multiple iterations of the document have come to the city council for discussion in the past year. The public has participated through Zoom meetings, and they've provided extensive input to the council and planning departments. Most have been in opposition to adopting the new zoning ordinance. Councilmember Mike Johnston made the motion to approve the NVOZ.
We've had 18 public hearings, public meetings, and at least four, maybe five public hearings this past year and a half. This has not been a rush process. This does not violate the MOU with the county in any way. This does not annex any property. This does not give any support to the current North Village Resort plan, which none of us like. I feel this is an exceptional zoning code, much better than Heber City has ever done before. I believe it's even much better than the county current zoning code in this area.
Johnston said it's time to move forward rather than going backward.
The city staff has worked hard on this for a year and a half. They recommend this. The Planning Commission has recommended this. Our hired professional consultants have recommended this, and I recommend this too.
Heber City Council Member Heidi Franco was the dissenting vote. Council Member Rachel Kaler was not in attendance when they voted. She was attending remotely and lost connection. Heber City Manager Matt Brower said adopting the NVOZ would clarify the land use for the area north of Heber City, which is currently under county jurisdiction.
And simply put, the North Village Overlay Zone is an ordinance. It's a land use ordinance. In every area in the city, every area within the city's jurisdiction, as a land use ordinance. The other question is, what happens when the city adopts the NVOZ? And to be quite frank, nothing. Nothing until two additional things happen. One is that the city council approves an annexation petition, and two, negotiates what's called an MDA, or a master development agreement, with the developers.
Brower said Heber City has received four petitions for annexation but has not responded to them due to the need to establish the NVOZ first. He said code can be changed and expects that to happen because the planners can't anticipate everything in advance. The public has weighed in with concerns about traffic, entitlements, and the environment, including how water quality would be affected.
Does the city have ordinances that will protect the environment? And yes, we do. And in fact, the council has been discussing many of these ordinances over the last 6 months to a year. And in fact, many elements that would further protect the environment have been included in the NVOZ zone, such as protection of environmentally sensitive areas.
The North Village Overlay Zone refers to the area east of Highway 40, north of the intersection with Highway 32, west of the Wasatch Canal, and north of Coyote Lane. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.